إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, on the subject of preparing for Ramadan, two other things that I would like to remind myself and you. First of them is to make sure that we repair the relationships that we have, which have been damaged or which have been broken, especially family relationships, especially relationships of the rahim, where for whatever reason may Allah protect us, I don't think there is a single relationship of the rahim that gets broken for the sake of Allah. It's all nafs, it's all land and property and this and so and so said this and so said that, and all nafs, everything is from shaitan. And we break the relationships about which we will be questioned on the day of judgment. The rahim will question, will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will complain and say that, Ya Allah, you formed this relationship and these people broke it. So have some fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ensure that before Ramadan we make the effort to rejoin that relationship and to repair that relationship. Now, of course, the other person might rebuff you, other person might reject. That's the responsibility of that is on them. But at least let us make the effort. And this refers also to other relationships. Today, unfortunately, we Muslims, we seem to be distinguished by the fact that we only criticize each other. We only find fault with each other. We form groups and bits and pieces, and so and so is this group and so and so is that group, and this group will not pray in that group's masjid, and we put notices, so and so not welcome, masjid of this group. Many people ask me this question, what is the name of your masjid? I said, this is the name of the masjid, masjid, khalas, has no name. How can you have a name, masjid, without a name? I said, this is proof, masjid is there, it hasn't fallen down or nothing has happened to it. And there's a reason, it's not that we cannot think of a name. There's a reason. The reason is that names are exclusive. Rasulullah ﷺ did not name Masjid al-Nabawi as Masjid al-Nabawi. People named it after that. Because it was his masjid, they say they named it Masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. The only masjid which has a name is Masjid al-Haram, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the name Allah gave, and Masjid al-Aqsa. Even Masjid al-Nabawi has no name by itself. People gave that name because it belonged to it was built by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we have this tradition, we put a name and then we say, this is a Tablighi masjid, that is a Salafi masjid, that is a Hanafi masjid, and this is a Sunnatul Jamaat masjid. I don't know, I mean, we, as far as I know, all of us are Sunnatul Jamaat, but one group has misappropriated the title. So what are the rest of the people then? If that group is Sunnatul Jamaat and others are Shia, so what about the others who are we must find some other tree to stand under. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. All of these things we have to get out of our, because Allah will question us. Wallahi, Allah will question us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. Allah said, hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together and do not create differences. So who said, who gave this authority that we can call ourselves this one and that one and this jamaat and that jamaat and that jamaat and exclude other people? La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. We have created our own religion. That religion is not Islam, believe me. This is not the religion of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is our own creation. We have our own rules. You cannot belong until you do this, this, this. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Let us make, as preparation for Ramadan, let us make tawbah. Let us stop doing all this nonsense. Alhamdulillah, who is a Muslim? The one who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defined as a Muslim is a Muslim. And what was the definition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I have mentioned this so many times. The one who said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, who prays in the direction of the Kaaba, and who eats what the Muslims slaughter. Khalas. There is no other criterion required for somebody to be called a Muslim. Whether he is a good Muslim or a bad Muslim is for him and his Rabb to decide. He is not worshipping you. You don't have to certify his worship. Allah is not going to ask your permission before he accepts that man's salah. Is Allah going to ask you, what do you think I should do with so and so? He prayed. Do you think his salah is valid? He was lifting his hands. Let us not become, assistants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'udhu billah. Let us worry about whether we will get into Jannah. Don't worry about other people's Jannah. Yesterday one long mail. Is it jais to listen to the lectures of so and so? Who is going to stop anybody from listening? Who is going to stop anybody from listening? Nobody. I have yet to see a mail. I have yet to see a mail from all these great, concern for the ummah types. Is it jais to spend half a day in a mall? Never. No, you never see a mail like this. Is it jais to do this? No. But to listen to an alim? No. That alim, first of all, has to satisfy the criterion of this fellow. He is the super, Allah alam, I don't know what to call. So he has to certify. This alim, you can listen to him. And then he has this, the figment of his imagination, the ego is so bloated that it is floating up in the air, where he thinks that only after he certifies that people will actually listen to that alim. Go and look at the number of hits on that fellow's YouTube channel. He got millions of people listening to him and they don't get two hoots. What do you think? Seriously, and the whole all energy is going in what? In pointing fingers at other people. This is purely and purely from shaitan. Let us make tawbah. Before Ramadan, let us make tawbah and say that I am going to be worried about myself. Will I get into Jannah? Is my salah accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Is my fasting accepted or not? Is my khairat and sadaqat and zakat, whatever I am doing, is this accepted by Allah or not? What about so and so? That is not my concern. Allah did not tell me to be concerned about him. Allah told me to be concerned about myself. Let me look after myself. Right? If you have, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you have something good to say, speak. If you don't have anything good to say, be silent. Alhamdulillah, there is no advice better than the advice of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us do that. If we have something good to say, say it. If you don't have anything good to say, keep your mouth shut. Simple as that. So make tawbah, no divisions, no groupism, no criticizing this person or that person. And if you have something good to say, say it. If you don't have anything good to say, shut up. And let us worry about ourselves. And let us repair our relationships. Let us see how do I treat my brother, my uncle, my aunt, my cousin, whoever, right? Let us be concerned about that. Second very, very important thing is to remember that Ramadan is a month of fasting. It is not a month of feasting, right? This is a big problem with Muslims. Ramadan becomes a month of feasting. So everyone is only concerned about food. Let us make tawbah for this. No concern about food. Let us eat as less as possible. Keep our meals simple. Because for a lot of us, believe me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us enough money. So we don't have to cook our own food. You have servants, most of us have Muslim servants. These servants cook our food. Now imagine that poor servant wakes up long before the time for Zuhur to go in the kitchen, and where it's not servants, it is the women of the house who go into the kitchen and they are making this Zuhur for you, and you, the man of the house, Alhamdulillah, mashallah, I never miss my tahajjud. La hawla quwwata illa billah. You know what? Your tahajjud is not accepted. Your tahajjud went into the account of your cook. Seriously, I'm saying. I never miss tahajjud. You never miss tahajjud because somebody is toiling in the kitchen for you. You never heard the term cereal in your life. Your cereal means what you see on the television. That's what you think cereal is. Seriously, people wake up. Stop all this nonsense. Let people worship. Leave them alone. Give them time. Let them do ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That servant is also a Muslim. He or she also has a right to make tahajjud. He or she also has a right to read Quran. When are they going to do that? The time for suhoor and the time of iftar? Time for dua. For whom? Only for you? Not for the servant?
Because servant is running around like a headless chicken, you know, making samosas and making this and making that and all kinds of food. And this is Ramadan. We have iftar, and then we go to pray Taraweeh, then we have dinner, and then we go and eat something outside, and then this is Ramadan. Please, simplify the food business. There is something called cereal, comes in a packet, not on television. Right? All you have to do, let me give you simple steps what to do. Get a bowl, put some cereal into that, put some milk, sit down, take a spoon, eat it. Khalas. Very simple. Right? There is no need for any hot suhoor and, you know, parathas and this and la halwala khuwata level. No. Simplify the food. Simplify the food. I am going to make this rule in the masjid this year for Aitikaf, and we are going to announce it right in the beginning. Whoever wants to eat like this can come here. Whoever wants, you know, three course and five course suhoor and iftar like has been happening here in the past, they can go somewhere else. Seriously, we have to change our lifestyle. Ramadan is about changing of lifestyle. So simplify your food. So all same thing with iftar. Also, no iftar parties. Make it haram on yourself to give an iftar party or to go to an iftar party. I'm not saying it is haram. I'm saying you make it on yourself. Right? No iftar. Make it. Announce from the beginning. I will not come. Please don't invite me. I will not invite you. You don't invite me. Iftar is to be done quickly in the house. Then go and make wudu and go to the masjid. Go early, sit peacefully, read some Quran, wait for the azan of Isha, and then you pray Isha, you pray Taraweeh, and you go home and go to sleep. Khalas. Do not have these iftars and iftar parties and sending food to this one's house and that one's house, and that person obviously now has to retaliate, and he has to also send food back to you. We have these food wars. Food wars. Achha, mere ko bhijaya khana, ab kal bhijata ho tere ko, dekho. What I will do. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Please, do not do this. Don't send food. And if somebody sends you food, say, Jazakumullahu khairan, and don't return that food. After Ramadan, you inundate them with food. Send a tidal wave of food. Tidal wave of dal or something. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Please, let us be very, very clear. Ramadan is about fasting. It is not about feasting. And finally, very importantly, before we close, charity. Let not Ramadan be a time of happiness only for you. Look around you, there is no shortage of poor people, believe me. No shortage of poor people. I have seen just yesterday, wallah alam, two people. One was an old lady who is sitting inside garbage next to a garbage bin, covered with flies. And she is eating something out of that garbage bin. And I saw the same thing, a man who looked like a Muslim man because he had a white beard, Allah Alam. Of course, the man probably doesn't have the money to shave, even if he was not Muslim. Poverty has no religion. Poverty has no religion. And that man also was eating out of a garbage bin. How will we answer Allah? How will we answer Allah? And we are concerned about dieting because we have too much food. And we are concerned about how many meals and, you know, there is no meat today. And there is no this and no that. Let us fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no shortage of poor people. You don't have to go to Palestine to find them, or you don't have to go to Syria to find them. Right? Help them also. But look around yourself and make sure that in Ramadan, that you help these people. And also remember that, you know, we all get very carried away by, we give the iftar packages and this and that. People don't eat only in Ramadan. People also eat for the other 11 months. So let us do something which helps people on an ongoing basis. Let's try to do that. Even if you do for one, that's enough. I'm not saying do it for the whole city. Even if it is for one person, make sure that you feed somebody, feed a family, take care of them, make some clothes for them and so on. Let Ramadan be a time of happiness for them. Let Eid be a time of happiness for them. You know, let it not just be, we give fitra at the time of Eid, we give, you know, zakatul fitr, and that's the end of the story. No. Let us make sure that we give charity, increase our charity. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give a lot of charity. Let us try to do that and implement the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I remind myself and you, alhamdulillah, we ask Allah to give us Ramadan with khair, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and with our ibadat, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept them. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.